Welcome to Blindspot, an audio podcast series about forensic science and the role forensic experts play in our judicial system. The name Blindspot comes from the fact that forensic experts can see and hear what laypersons cannot. Forensic experts reveal the blind spot in court using their experience and expertise as forensic scientists.
Welcome to this edition of Blind Spot. I'm very thrilled to have Maria DeCarmo, who is a voice identification, facial identification, and handwriting analysis expert for the Public Ministry of Rio de Janeiro. She's the director of the Division of Digital and Technological Forensic Evidence. Maria, welcome to Blind Spot. Thank you very much for taking time out of your day to be with us. One of the things that immediately got my attention was the fact that you are a facial identification and voice identification expert. Can you tell us what type of things you do on a day-to-day basis for your job?
Okay. First of all, I am a speech-language pathologist. It was my background, what I studied for since 30 years, doing 30 years. And nowadays, since 2005, I work with voice identification and face identification too, and handwriting identification. So here we work with all the kinds of identification that are produced by people, like to talk and some behaviors like the way that the people walk and the way that the people write. Here is we call MP, like public ministry. And we work with prosecutors. And in Brazil, nowadays, the prosecutors make investigations. It's kind of different from USA. Here is new for the prosecutors to have to make investigations, crime investigations. And me and my team, we help the prosecutors when they have some recorders by telephone.
Like a wiretap.
Yes. Then we receive a lot of that, and then we make a comparison to know if that person is the suspect or not. We work with white collar crimes. We work a lot of drug dealers too. And we work with a lot of crimes that involve money and government, like corruption here in Brazil. We have a lot of job to do.
I can only imagine. And with regard to voice identification, what type of voice identification techniques do you use? Do you use biometric software or do you do traditional with critical listening based on your pathology background?
Yes, the biometric technology, we have some restrictions because of the kind of software that today we can find to sell for us. For example, we prefer to use the traditional, but we make in three different ways. We analyze voice separated for language, and we analyze the way that the person make the sound. So we have three different situations to analyze. Then we create a profile of the person and make the same analysis for the suspect. And then we compare these three types of analysis. As I told you, we are speech-language pathologists. Then we have another background to understand what happens in, like, physiology and the type of faces, the way that person make the sounds, and some voice disorders are important for us because we study in this way, like a clinic. We make some questions for the suspect to compare the way that the suspect produces his or her talk, could be like that.
I understand. So when you started in voice identification, you went to school for pathology. And what other type of training did you have to help you be a forensic expert for voice identification?
When I started to do this, I used it to work in another way of analysis. I used it to work with teachers and the profile of teachers' voice. Then I studied only voice. Then when I started to do this here for the prosecutors, I need to find another background of knowledge. Then I went to Denver. There is a University of Colorado, and there is a group there that studies this stuff. And I went there, and I studied more in like types of microphones and the technology of telephones and the channels and things like that. I need to know more about these equipment that I use to people talk and to understand how they affect the signal of the voice.
I take continuing education classes as well at the University of Colorado Center for Media Forensics, I think would be the one that you're referring to.
Yes, the media forensics, yes. And every time that they offer a convention or some courses, every time of the convention I go. I went to Denmark and all the conferences in Colorado, I went there. So, because for me to understand is very easy, more than to speak, as you can see.
Yes.
But I understand and I read a lot of, I have some signatures.
I understand. So when you were thinking about a career to choose prior to going to the university, you probably didn't think about forensics as a career. How was it that you became familiar with a forensic expert and made a decision to choose that as an occupation?
It was my destiny, because I used it to work in another governmental organization, and they were with a problem, like a kidnapping problem here. It was a big case. And as I used to work with voices, analysis of voice, they called me to try to help them, to help the police to solve this case of kidnapping. And for me to make a voice analysis, it was very easy because I used to do this all the time during all day with a lot of people, with a lot of teachers. So I helped the policeman that time, 10 years ago, and I started to help the police all the time that they needed with cases of kidnapping. Then once our big boss here called me and said, do you want to come back and work only for us? And I said, oh, that's okay. It will be a new experience for me. I have been working with patients for a long time, and the new experience will be very good. It's a new world to work with crime and things like that. And then I accepted the invitation, And I created the service here because before me, they didn't have anyone to do that. I am the first one here in Brazil that do that. So I created this here in Brazil, Rio de Janeiro, and then other states come to have the same kind of service. So it wasn't a choice, like a formal choice. Oh, no, I want to be a forensic expert. No. It was destiny accident.
You and I have that in common. I have a very similar story that I shared in an earlier podcast episode when I decided to create these, because there's a lot of people listening to these recordings that are very interested in getting into forensic science. And it's fascinating to hear your story. You and I haven't met previous to today. And one of the things that I'm impressed with is you're very humble and you're very confident. And I have always said that those are two very important characteristics of a forensic expert: to be humble, to realize we don't know everything and we need to continue to learn. And to also be confident in knowing that the work that you're doing is helping. And it sounds to me, with you being the first in Brazil to actually be practicing voice identification, for example, as one of the three sciences that you work with, is very impressive. And I think that our listeners will find that very interesting. What kind of advice could you provide to our listeners about some steps that they could take to get into doing voice identification and or becoming a forensic expert?
The first advice is listen. The first thing that you have to do is listen. Listen carefully and listen without any prejudice, because you have to listen and you don't have to be involved with the issue that the people are talking. You have to listen the words. You have to listen the way that people produce the words. The first advice. The second is never ever stop to study, because if you want to be a forensic expert in any area, you have to continue your study. Study all the time. Try to be in touch with persons in other countries. Try to know how about other people do in your day by day, as you are doing with me. And as you said at the beginning, that I am the first one and I am a foreign from other country, very far from you, from Brazil, and don't have prejudice to know about this, because the type of crimes could be similar, but the culture has a lot of influence in how these things happen. So we can resume and two advice. The first one is listen, listen, and listen. And the second is study, study, study. And between listen and study, give as a gift some good music to your ear, because it's a way to clean